Well, I am back from a great weekend. It was St. Paddy's Day the other day. A lot of green beers were had. We caught a lot of good basketball games, NBA and NCAA March Madness. The Toronto Raptors and the Thunder had a great game, although DeRozan and our coach and Ibaka were all thrown out at the end of the game, and Lowry fouled out. It was still a good game nonetheless. And March Madness was insane. A lot of upsets. And if you look at my bracket, it's just a bloodbath. All red, red being wrong. I think I would have had better luck pinning the logos of all these teams on dartboard and then throwing darts at it to pick my teams, because right now I think I'm all wrong. There is a chance of 0% of me winning in my pool. And I'm pretty sure I'm coming in dead last. There is no good way to transition from that to what we're talking about today, which is an article that is titled "Overeating During Breastfeeding May Affect the Health of Offspring." And the source of this article is from Science Daily, which is also sourcing from the Endocrine Society, some pretty powerful researchers there. And this is very, very relevant because I don't know about you guys, but in my culture, if you're pregnant or if you're a new mother, there is a mindset that you have to eat a lot. You're almost stuffing yourself all the time to try to keep your infant or newborn well nourished. A super vague term, by the way. What is well nourished, right? There's no measurement for that. We don't know what produces good quality milk. Or at least it's not specified in the term well nourished. And even before that, when your baby's developing in your tummy, what exactly is well nourished? Do you have to have a high fat diet, high sugar diet, or what? Are you supposed to go all vegan? And I can assure you, in the Chinese culture, there is a lot of weird stuff that you see pregnant women eat back at home. And it's not exactly backed by hard science a lot of the times. Not to say that it's wrong, it's just not backed by science. Let's check out the consequence of this via this article that says that overeating breastfeeding women may affect the health of their newborns. How so? Well, the studies that were conducted, that was referenced by this article, says that children who are breastfed from overeating mothers are at increased risk of becoming obese and going through early puberty, which, by the way, is a bad thing because early puberty may lead to increased risk of diabetes and reproductive problems later in life. Quote, "Formula feeding is well known to increase the risk of obesity in children. Our findings suggest, however, that when breastfeeding mothers do not eat a moderate and healthy diet, there can also be increased risk of various health problems in the offspring, including obesity, diabetes, advanced puberty, and reduced fertility," said lead researcher Mengjie Wang, MD, MS, a graduate research assistant at the University of Toledo College of Medicine and Life Sciences in Toledo, Ohio. And by the way, if I mispronounce any of that stuff, I apologize. Those are very long words and names there. This idea must be tested in humans to know whether it applies to our species. So what that means is this initial study was not tested in humans. And if I scroll a little bit, I see that this study is tested on mice. You see that a lot in these studies that are published very early on, because a lot of these news articles, they want to hop on that, they want to get that clickbait title right off the bat before anyone else. And a lot of times what happens is they start referencing very preliminary research, because those research it's so new that no one has published it before, and you're going to get a lot of traffic if you are able to identify them. In this case, they've identified a paper that is done on mice, not even humans. So This is a word of warning to any listeners who read news regularly, that when they see some crazy titles that's related to science, you have to look at the source of the research, because like for this paper, it's not even done on humans. So whatever they say, take that with a grain of salt and use your own judgment. The lead researcher says that childhood obesity, a common health issue, is one of the risk factors of early puberty. Now, this is fact already. This is not something that was studied in mice or whatever. It's just fact that obesity in children means early puberty, which is, again, bad, like we stated earlier, puts you at risk of diabetes and other health issues, dealing with primarily metabolism and your endocrine system. She also said that previous evidence from animals have revealed that post-weaning overeating advances the timing of puberty, but we lack the knowledge of how nutrition before weaning influences metabolism and reproduction. For the uninitiated, the weaning process begins the first time your baby takes food from a source other than your breast. Whether it's formula from a bottle or mashed banana from a spoon, weaning is the gradual replacement of breastfeeding with other foods and ways of nurturing. So, what this lead researcher is saying is, before, we've always known that after a baby gets off breastfeeding and onto things like formula and other baby foods, if you overfeed that baby, it could have big impact on its timing of puberty. But we've always lacked knowledge of how we should provide nutrition to a baby that hasn't gotten off breastfeeding, who's still breastfeeding. We were never really sure how it influences its metabolism and reproduction. What this research found was that overfeeding the mothers during breastfeeding can cause obesity in, again, not humans, in the pups, and significantly advance the start of their puberty. Quote, "These results show that the breastfeeding phase is a critical window that influences when puberty happens." So now let's look at the fertility issues that could occur to these mice that have grown to adulthood. So these mice, as we said earlier, were fed by mothers who were on a very high fat diet while breastfeeding. They found that these babies that are now grown up have decreased litter size and a longer duration from mating to date of birth. That means after these mice had sex, it takes them longer than the average to actually pop a baby out, and impaired pregnancy rate in both female and male mice. They also found that these mice suffered from glucose intolerance and insulin insensitivity, which are signs of an increased risk of developing diabetes during adulthood. I just want to second what this researcher is saying at the beginning of the article about how childhood obesity has never been a bigger issue than it is right now. And now there's more and more evidence saying that childhood obesity is linked to diabetes and fertility risks and whatnot. And now there's even more evidence saying how not only your own habits could impact your chances of getting diabetes and fertility, but your mother's habits as well. If she has been overeating and you were drinking off of that milk, you are now at risk. Same thing with your children. So bear all those things in mind. There are times where more simply isn't better, and feeding your kid and feeding yourself while you're feeding your kid via breast milk is one of those times. So be very, very careful there. Make sure you follow all the food guidelines provided to you by your physician or pharmacist, or go to a dietitian as well, okay? So even if you're getting real hungry from producing all the breast milk that you're producing, or even while the baby's in your belly and you're very, very hungry and you want to just eat 12 donuts, a day, try not to, and go seek a dietitian's recommendation if you can. This is very impactful on your baby's health. And that's all we're going to be talking about today on the Rod Farm D Show, as the episode is running a little long right now. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to check out rogerfarmd.com to get to know me and to suggest more topics for the show. I've been getting a lot of thanks via the website, and I just wanted to say, don't thank me, really. I'm doing this simply out of the pleasure of reading these papers, and I just want to bring you guys along. And I just want to thank you guys just to be interested enough to tune in till the very end. Thank you very much.